You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell. There's a new full-length play that will premiere in San Luis Obispo and then tour Central California this month. It's called The Collection, and it's by Al Schnupp, who is a playwright, an author, designer, director, and professor at Cal Poly in the theater arts. The play's actors are all Cal Poly students and alumni. One of them, Jade Whitman, is here with me today, along with Al Schnupp. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Hello.
It's a pleasure to have you. Al, you've written several plays that have been performed across the U.S. Mm-hmm. This new one is about a fascinating character, Peggy Guggenheim, who many Americans know as a wealthy socialite and art collector. What made you decide to do a full-length play about Peggy Guggenheim?
I tend to, I've realized, try and pick out female lead characters. And I love art, and one of my previous plays was about Katie Kulbitz, the German expressionistic artist. Mm-hmm. And so I took a look at a number of artists, Judy Chicago and a number of others, and nothing quite clicked. And then I came across Peggy. And I only had to read a few sentences about her life, and I knew, oh my God, this woman is ripe for the stage.
Her life is fascinating. She had many marriages mm-hmm. and affairs with famous people.
She did.
and lots more. Give me a little bit more background about Peggy Guggenheim and why she was so interesting to you.
Her complexities and her dichotomies. Extremely generous. She helped so many artists and shopkeepers and writers, and at the same time could be extremely stingy. There's one story I love I read about. After serving a meal, any food that was left on the plates, she'd scrape it back into the serving bowls and serve the food the next day. So complexities. Yeah.
Jade, you are playing the lead role in The Collection. Tell me about the character of Peggy Guggenheim from your perspective.
Well, I think the dichotomy that Al talks about, that she's full of love and passion, yet riddled with pain. So those polarities are fascinating to find the extremes and then everything in between.
Al, can you tell me about the structure of the play? How do you present the person of Peggy Guggenheim to the audience?
When I began reading about her and doing my research, there was so much I wanted to include. And I put a self-imposed restriction on me. I said, okay, instead of trying to write a play from beginning to end, pick highlights from her life, and you have one page to imagine what was happening or said during that 2 minutes. So I picked moments of decision, of loss, of recognition, when her life turns a corner, and I imagined what was said there. And it was really fun to say, I only have a page. I literally sometimes had to say, I'm a line over, something has to go.
So there are over 30 of these moments throughout
the 34 short, I call them episodes, because they're between 2 to 2.5 minutes long. And each piece has a work of art that goes with it.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests today are Al Schnupp, who is a playwright and Cal Poly professor, and also Jade Whitman, who is one of the actors in a new play called The Collection, which is going to be touring Central California throughout the month of July, starting on July 14th at the Steinberg Gallery and finishing up in Carmel on July 31st. Jade, how much of a challenge is that to go through someone's life in such short moments?
Yeah, it is dense. There's so much to explore. But Al's done such an incredible job of creating a through line. So you really get to follow the story. And especially with the art in every scene, that there's something new to look at every time. And it's going to be paintings that people recognize and sometimes paintings that you have never seen before. A lot of them have that interactive element that is so much fun.
How are they interactive and how do they work in the play?
It's all low tech, but a panel will open up. A panel will enlarge itself, parts will split apart, a part of the painting will come out. There's a cover over a painting that is open to reveal another part. there are probably 20 different solutions. And the actors activate or articulate the change in the paintings. For example, when she talks about going from I'm in Paris, there's this wonderful painting of two strong triangles. And we just had a scene where she is not really happy with New York. So she opens one triangle, and when she says, you don't remember meeting me last, you're in New York. And she opens up a panel, and there's a scene of the Flatiron Building. And then he talks about Paris. There's no prohibition here. What would you like to drink? And when he says Paris, she opens up another triangle, and there's the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. So that's one example of how the language, the dialogue, and the visuals and the paintings all sort of get married together.
Al did such a beautiful job with all of the artwork, and it's inspiring.
So you're the one who actually painted these Chagalls and Miros and Picassos?
For the most part, I think I did about 30 pieces. Yeah, the rest were reproduced electronically. But it was great because it's one thing to look at a painting. It's another thing to pick up a paintbrush and wet paint and say, I see how that triangle relates to that triangle over there, and this color is picked up over here. I really learned to appreciate these artists, which I had not known about or didn't quite get, to be honest. So that was great, actually, to paint them. It's been a 2-year process.
I can imagine. Yeah, yeah. There are three other actors in the play who are interacting with you as a variety of different people. So who are some of the other characters that we meet along the way who were in Peggy Guggenheim's life?
James Joyce and Samuel Beckett are in a scene together. Very fun. Mary Reynolds and Marcel Duchamp, a very influential figure in Peggy's life. And
Gertrude Stein is talked about. Man Ray the photographer. There's a scene where he photographs Peggy. There's a really iconic photograph of her, and we discover how Peggy feels about her children or her first child, okay, and how she feels about her nose, and how she sort of orchestrates what Man Ray can and cannot do.
Another great character that comes in is Jackson Pollock, who Peggy sort of lifted up into the art world, and so he took off from there. It's a key figure in American art.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and I've been talking with Al Schnupp, who's a playwright and Cal Poly professor, a designer and an author and a director as well, about his new play called The Collection, which is going on tour through the end of July in California, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, Fresno, Santa Barbara, Ojai, Santa Cruz, and Carmel are all stops for The Collection. And if someone wants to find out the locations and the days and times of when The Collection is coming through, how does one do that?
You'll go ahead and actually go to our Facebook page and go ahead and search The Collection, the play, and you'll find our Facebook page, all of our event dates, the venues, and how to get tickets.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Jade Whitman, who plays Peggy Guggenheim, and thank you to you, Al Schnupp,
who wrote the play.
And good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.